Log Talk Radio.
My soul Savior, Savior, Savior. My soul Savior, Savior, to your will.
Come on, do you know it? Just sing it with me.
My soul
take it again.
Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh my Lord, let your will be done in me. So be my guide and be my light, be my way, be my will.
Let me take it again.
So be my light and be my guide. Be my way. Be my will. Oh, my Lord, come later. My soul, Savior, Savior.
Everybody, everybody.
If you promise to abide with me, Lord, then I will serve you for the rest of my life. If you promise to stay with me through all the darkness in life, just give me a word that you stand by me. You're the helper for the helpless. You're the shelter for the homeless.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Evangelist Jacqueline Mays is your host tonight. You better give God some praise. This is Straight to the Point. Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thanks for joining us, folks, those who are live on the network and those listening later on. Appreciate you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, hey, the number, you need to be tweeting that number out. Put that number out there at least 20 times. Everybody on the planet needs to hear Straight to the Point tonight with Evangelist Jacqueline Mays. We are so excited about the evangelist being with us tonight on the network. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Amen. That number, 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen, is the number. Hey, also, too, we're going to open up the lines a little later on if you have a prayer request or if you have a praise report or a comment or question for evangelists tonight. We'll be opening up the lines a little later on for those who like to speak and share what God is doing for you in your wonderful life. And we know everybody on the planet needs prayer for sure. If you're not on the planet, you won't understand that. Yeah. Everybody, we need to be listening. We take you to point tonight. Amen. We appreciate you so much, Coach Young. Hey, at this time, we're going to play that song again for Evangelist 2 as she comes on, because that's a powerful song, and we're going to bring her on right now. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. We're going to open up the line for Evangelist Jacqueline Mays. Hey, maybe we're going to play a little bit of that song as you're speaking tonight as well. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless everyone tonight that are under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My soul says yes.
Yeah.
me, Lord. Say something to me. Tell me something. My soul is ready. My body's ready. My soul is ready. If you promise to abide with me, Lord, then I will serve you for the rest of my life. If you promise to stay with me through all the darkness in life, just give me a word that you stand by me. You're the helper for the helpless. You're the shelter for the homeless.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all tonight. We thank God tonight for his presence. I am so glad, Dr. Vaughn, you played back a second time. Amen, because we don't want to rush through the presence of the Lord when the presence of the Lord is here. My God, we want to be able to bask in his presence. Amen. So God bless you all tonight for joining us on Straight to the Point. Amen. For those of you that are joining us for the very first time, we just want to let you know we appreciate you being here and tell you a little bit about Straight to the Point. Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast, amen, that deals with real issues, that deals with your issues, my issues, with the truth, amen. And so we want to just thank God, first of all, for Dr. Henderson, which is the visionary of Straight to the Point. We thank God for her and this opportunity to be able to come and share the word of the Lord with you on tonight. Amen. We also want to thank God for Dr. Vaughn, who's always right on point. He's the one in the background, the one that's taking care of everything, and we thank God so very much for you. We also want to thank God for our listeners on tonight. God bless you all. We appreciate you for coming so faithfully week after week after week. Amen. I believe I heard Dr. Henderson say that this is the ninth year of being on the air. So we thank God for you as well. But most of all, we give honor and we give glory unto the Lord, our God. We praise him and we honor him because without him, we would not be here today. So we thank God for him and we give him glory on tonight. Amen. Amen. I am so excited to be here tonight. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been able to be on live, but I thank God that I'm here tonight. And I want to also give homage to that powerful, powerful song, My Soul Says Yes, by Sonny Badu. Sonny Badu, My Soul Says Yes. This would have been, I guess if I was in my car, this would have been a good time to call for AAA for some roadside assistance. Amen. Because this song, I'm telling you, took me all the way in. And so I thank God for that. You know, my soul says yes. And it is so important today, so important today for us to say yes unto the Lord and his will for our lives. Because he says, I know the plan that I have for you. Amen. And so we want to be sure that we're saying yes to the Lord's will, not our own will, not some man's will, you know, but to the Lord's will, and that we're called by the Lord. The song says, whatever you say and whenever you want, do it your way. Do it your way, because only his way is the way that's going to work and be successful and to last. Amen. The songwriter said, if you promise to abide with me and to stay with me, I will serve you all the days of my life. Now, that's some kind of a commitment right there. And I don't know how many of us can commit and say that and actually really execute that, to commit our whole life unto God, that whatever he say, whatever he wants, and whenever he wanted, that we do it his way. That's how you're going to know in this day and time who's really sent by God and who's sent by themselves and went on their own. Because it takes a sacrificial life. It takes a denying life to do the will of the Lord. Because God may call for you to do some things that may not be comfortable, that may cause for you to lose some friends, to lose some family members. He said, if you seek to save your life, you're going to lose it anyway. So we might as well as to deny ourselves and commit our ways and our soul and our bodies and our spirit unto the true and the living God, the one and only living God. Amen. He said, in order to be my disciple, you must first deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. You know, now, we may want to do some of it and deny ourselves, but it's a whole other thing to pick up your cross and to follow him. If you're reminded of the cross, what Jesus did, what happened on the cross to him, it was not cute. It was not something that felt good. It was not comfortable. It was a very hard time for him. And not too many people today want to go through hard times. They don't want to go through the fire. Don't want to go through the process of dying out unto yourself, that you may be able to present your bodies as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. But I'm here to tell somebody tonight, God is looking for available people. He's looking for a people that's willing to be used by him, willing to die out unto their own will and let his will be done. He's looking for people that he can put his name on. You know, there's a lot of people out here doing things, but what name are they doing it under? What name did they come in? Amen. So God is looking for people that are available to be used, my God, by him in this end time season. See, we serve a God of seasons and times. And this is the end time we're living in. And I believe we probably talked about this a couple of weeks ago. For those of you that don't know what time that we're in some perilous times. We're in the end times. And so we are to be end time warriors, end time evangelists, end time preachers, amen, which changes the game. Amen. That's a game changer right there, because we don't have the time that we used to have. We're not dealing with the same demons and devils we used to deal with. We're dealing with the forces of darkness now, the rulers of darkness. We're dealing with principalities, my God. And so we have to come sent by God to be able to overthrow and overtake what we have to deal with in this end time. We have to be able to endure hardship as good soldiers and keep it moving. We have to be able to be mature, hallelujah, glory to God, and to be strong, to be consistent, to be persistent, to make it through the things that we have to go through. Amen. Really quick, if you have your Bibles, you can turn with us tonight. I'm not going to be before you too long tonight. I just want to encourage someone tonight, if I could. If we turn to Matthew's, the 9th chapter, we're going to start with the 35th verse down through the 38th verse. Amen. And it says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness, every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Amen. And so God is looking for people that are willing to serve in his kingdom, willing to work in the field. See, everybody wants to come. Amen. Everybody wants to come. They want to wear the clergy outfits, and they want to get the certificates, and they want to get the title and be recognized and put themselves out there. But are you doing the work? The Bible says that we are to do the work of an evangelist. Hallelujah. Glory to God. An evangelist, just as Jesus did, talking here in the context that we're talking today, an evangelist moves around. An evangelist moves from place to place. So there comes a time where you have to move out of your comfort zone. Amen. You got to move out of your church buildings. You got to get from behind the church walls, and you got to move. You got to get out in the highways and the byways. You got to get out of your country, just as Jesus told Abraham when he was getting ready to bless him real good. He said, listen, I want you to get away from your family, and I want you to get out of your country. So in other words, I want you to get out of the familiar area, and I want you to get out of your comfort place. See, sometimes we get comfortable with what we're doing. There's no opposition. There's no challenges. There's no fight. Amen. Come on. And so we get comfortable right there because that feels good. But God is wanting us to get out of that place. Get in the field where the challenges are. Get out there on the war zone. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Because we are in the end time, and he needs people to be able to reach the harvest, to reach the souls, to get to the hurting, get to those that are lacking. Amen. So that we can minister the kingdom of heaven unto them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn with me really quick, if you will, over to Isaiah, the 6th chapter. Isaiah, the 6th chapter, and it's the 8th and the 9th verse. It says, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, this is talking about Isaiah, here I am, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceives not. So God is looking for some folks that's ready to go, somebody that's ready to forget about their own self and go after somebody else. Forget about their own will. Forget about their own ideas and their own plans, what I had planned and what I want to do. God is looking for somebody that would say, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done in my life, my God. somebody that understands and knows why they were created, for their purpose and their destiny. What it is to be able to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever that may be, whenever that may be, however it may be, God is looking for a people that are able to submit unto his will, that will humble themselves, and whatever God needs them to do, they don't even question it. They're just obedient and willing to do the will of the Father, because the harvest is at stake here. The harvest is plenteous. Plenteous. There's plenty of people out here in need of the word of the Lord, in need of the gospel of Jesus Christ, in need of healing, in need of deliverance. The Bible said that Jesus went and preached the gospel of the kingdom. Amen. Healing every sickness, every disease amongst the people. And he said that we will do greater than he does. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said the harvest is plenty. And he said, he gives the disciples instructions. He said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to pray. Pray ye to the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers, send forth workers, send forth servants, send forth leaders, send forth people of God that are called by the Lord. And here's what it says in the 10th chapter, the very first verse. It's right after he said, told them what to do, pray for. He said, and when he had called unto them his 12 disciples, he gave them power. My God. I'm done right there. Because he just gave them everything they're going to need. He said, I gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. See, when you make up your mind, heart, soul, mind, and body, and all of it come in agreement to the will of the living God, hallelujah, let me tell you, God will give you power over sickness. God will give you power over unclean spirits. God will give you power to set the captives free. God will give you an anointing to preach the gospel. God will back you up. Heaven and the host of angels will assist you when you totally give up and commit all of your whole self unto God. He's going to equip you with everything that you need to be able to set captives free, to heal sick, to deliver. And that's what we need in this world today. We need a revival. We need a revival of deliverance, a revival of the truth to be restored. Because he said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's all that's wrong with 99% of the people. They're in captivity. Some way, form, fashion, they are in captivity, and they need to be set free. And God is looking. It ain't that he's lacking power or he's short on power, short on the manifestation of what he said that he would do. He's short on servants. He's short on workers. He's short on laborers. Amen. And so we need to pray to the God of the harvest, good God Almighty, that he would send forth the laborers into the vineyard. And listen, let me just say this, because some people may have a mindset of thinking, well, I've been, and I'm going to be loosely with this term, I've been in the way for a while, or I've been in the church for a while. I've been working the field for a while. But is there any manifestation of the power? Is there any manifestation or demonstration of the power? Is there any transformation? Are people being saved? Are people being delivered? Are they growing and advancing in the kingdom of God? Are they becoming leaders, great leaders, to lead others? Are they discipling others? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if they're not advancing, then what are we doing? If it's not being effective, what are we doing? We can't just do things and don't see no change. Don't see no results. Don't hear no results. I'm talking about real results. I'm not talking about something somebody that got paid to say that this and that happened. You know, I'm talking about real results in the earth. Amen. So God is looking for available people in this end time. He's looking for sold out people that cannot be bought out, cannot be influenced by demonic influences. Hallelujah. That got their heart and their mind and their eyes set on God. That cannot be moved, cannot be swayed, cannot be deceived in this day and in this time. God is looking for those type of people that he can put his name on, just as he did his son Jesus when he said, "This is my beloved son whom I am well pleased with." But Jesus had to go through some stuff before he got that kind of a recognition. And we as saints of God today, we want to stay on the milk and the cookies. We want everything easy. We want everything sweet with sugar and honey on it. Well, you can't get to be a strong soldier, a strong warrior, to be able to make it in this time with a pacifier. You got to be willing to pop the pacifier out, put the milk and cookies down, and eat the meat. Get some toughness and some skin on you so you can make it on the battlefield. See, the Bible tells us we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. That's not our warfare. But our warfare is against principalities, rulers of darkness and powers and of evil and wickedness. And so we have to be equipped, which means you're going to go through some stuff. You're going to go through some tough stuff. But don't despise it. It's necessary for where you're going. It's necessary. You don't put unlearned, weak, immature people, soldiers, on a battlefield. You don't put them out there because that's just putting them out there to commit suicide. But they have to go through the process so that they can be trained, so that they can be broken, so that they can be conditioned in any kind of weather, any storm, any battle. They're trained very extensively, trained well to see, to hear, to smell. They're trained. And so we have to go through the process so that we can last when the battle starts. And I'm here to tell somebody tonight, if you will commit yourself and make that sacrifice to give your whole self unto God, God will equip you with everything that you need to regain, to gain victory on every battlefield. The songwriter said, "Lord, if you promise to go with me, if you promise to be with me, I will serve you all the days of my life." So when you sell out to God like that, let me tell you something, he will not disappoint you. He will not fail you. He will come through every time, every time. But I'm not going to sit up here and tell you no lies, sugarcoat nothing. It ain't going to be given to you for free. You're going to have to go through. You're going to have to go through. Amen. So listen, I just want to just remind somebody, if you love the Lord with all of your heart, your soul, and your mind, and it ain't just lip service, because God says some of you saying you love me, but your heart is so far away from me. But if you love him with your heart and you're ready to sell out like this kind of a selling out for the end time revival, I want to encourage you tonight to say yes. Say yes to the Lord. Say yes to the Lord and get ready. Get ready for the greatest revival of the end time. Amen. God bless you. We're going to open up the line for anyone that have any comments. Amen. Maybe someone on here and you have walked away from the Lord. Maybe you've been withdrawing. Maybe you've been dragging your feet. Maybe you haven't totally given your heart unto the Lord. And you're on this line tonight. I want to encourage you to get back to God and give God your whole heart. Your whole heart. Hallelujah. Pastor Vaughn, let's open up the line.
Amen, Evangelist. Amen. All I could think of, Evangelist, was playtime is over.
Playtime is over.
Yes, yes. Praise the Lord. What a powerful word tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, You've been listening to the voice of Evangelist Jacqueline Mays on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Our host tonight is Evangelist Jacqueline Mays. Wow, what a powerful, powerful word. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the woman of God tonight in Jesus' name. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines. Amen. Amen. We're going to open up the lines. Ladies and gentlemen, those who want to come on and say a few words, if you have a comment, praise report, or question for Evangelist tonight, hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. Now let me know you want to come on. But if you're just listening, that's great too. Not everybody has to come on. But if you would like to come on, we don't want to miss anybody because we know some people have prayer requests, praise reports for the Lord. So we thank you so much for that. Let's get the Lord a hand cup of praise as we go to the lines. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Evangelist, we're going to go to the lines right now, and we're going to bring on, I know Sister Sarah probably off her seat right now, just praising God. Amen. Sister Sarah, you're on with Prophetess, with the Evangelist, excuse me, right now. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Sister Sarah.
Evangelist Mays, I tell you, I mean, it is so, the word that was given tonight is so dynamic.
Yes,
I
yes.
mean, it is. So
Amen.
Dynamic, the way
yes.
the word was, the word just flows. The word of God is just flowing and flowing, and I just, you know, it just reminds me of Job, when Job
mm-hmm.
was tried and tested,
mm-hmm.
and he went
yeah.
through so much, but he never let go of God unchanging hand.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
So I tell you, on tonight, I feel good about everything because when you go through the fire, you're being tested. But guess what? You
Amen.
Come out on the other end blessed because
yes.
the Lord has been with you through it all.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful on tonight. I'm thankful for the word of God going through and going forth to all everybody.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining in tonight. God bless you.
God bless you so much. I tell you, the Lord is really good, and he's
yes.
blessing everybody on the earth that's listening to the
yes.
word on tonight. It's
Amen.
A blessing.
That's
Evangelist
it.
Is blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much,
Amen.
Sister Sarah. We got you on the prayer list each and every week. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen,
Amen.
This is Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jacqueline Mays. I'm going to mention your last four digits. We're opening up the lines. I just want to make sure I don't miss anybody, Evangelist, tonight. I'm going to mention your last four digits. 4610. 4610, you're live on the air with Evangelist. If you'd like to say a few words or have a comment, God bless your prayer request tonight. God bless you.
Amen.
I just want to say I really enjoyed it. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. God bless you as well. Thank you so much for joining in tonight. And I would say to you just to get prepared. Get prepared
yes.
for what God is getting ready to do in your life.
Yes.
Get prepared.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. You know, Evangelist, my bishop always said, never give up on the word, folks. Never give up on the word and just continue to serve God no matter what, folks. That's what we were talking about tonight. Evangelist shared tonight. We must serve God no matter what. He's already spoken. He also said he'll never leave us or forsake us.
Mm,
we just got to stand on that. We just got to stand on it. As you know, Evangelist, we just got to stand on it. I want to encourage everybody out there listening tonight as prophets gave the word. Stay in the word. Stay in the word. Back to you, Evangelist.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity to come together and to speak
yes.
on Straight to the Point. Amen. As you know, we get straight to the point on this particular broadcast. We just thank God for the presence of the Lord. We thank God for what God is doing, you know, in our lives and in the earth in this season and in this time. We thank God also for Dr. Henderson for giving us this opportunity to come together and to share,
yes, yes.
to share the goodness of the Lord and to share the word of the Lord
yes.
and experience God experience God. So we thank God for that. Amen. And so, like I said, we wasn't going to be on here long tonight, but I do thank God for each and every one of you that came to join tonight. I thank God for this this day and time that we're in. And if I had to leave you with anything, it's to be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Amen. This is the time to really buckle down and just be strong and make it through. Because of the souls and because of the time that we are in, things have changed. God's doing new things. God has, you know, transformed some things. He's switched some stuff around, made some adjustments. We just got to be moving and flowing with the Holy Spirit these days and being led by the Holy Spirit. This is not the times that we used to be in. We're not dealing with the same stuff. We're not dealing with the same devils and demons. Hallelujah. We're dealing with the power of the living God. Hallelujah. We can overthrow and overtake every principality, every evil, every wickedness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what we're here to do. We are here to represent our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, yes, we wanted to let you know that we are here every Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Next week, we'll be here once again. We'll have Elder Hendricks and Prophetess Hendricks. They will be here speaking. And Dr. Vaughn will be here doing what he do so well. Amen. This is, I'm telling you, you ought to give yourself a hand clap of how you keep this line together. Men, Let's Talk Network is the baddest network in the world. I won't take it back. Amen. So we thank God for you, Dr. Vaughn.
Thank you, Evangelist. I received that, Evangelist.
Yes.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes. Amen. So without further ado, listen, I just want to leave you with this. To always love and love hard, always pray, and always read the word of the living God. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice of Evangelist Jacqueline Mays on Straight to the Point tonight. And we're excited about you being here with us tonight. Hey, I want to leave you with another song here, Charles Jenkins. These Are the Days of Elijah. Hope you enjoy. God bless you now. Take care. This has been Straight to the Point. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, hey, this has been another wonderful time with Evangelist Jack LeMaitre on Straight to the Point. And we love the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give him a round of applause as we get ready to let you go for the day. Hey, we want you to have a great rest of the evening and want you to have a powerful and productive week. Take care. Hey, this has been Straight to the Point. God bless you now. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. God bless you.